friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to episode 41 of Friends with a Twist. I'm Madison, joined by my sexy, beautiful, lovely co-host, Kenzie. Kenzie with a giggle.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us for another fun-filled episode of Friends with a Twist. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. We hope you like what you hear. If you do, please leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And for those of you who've been here since episode one, we love you. Thanks for hanging by us.
Thank you so much.
As a reminder, we will be in Vegas in about 2 months from now. Holy crap. For Pod Bash number 3, September 28th through 30th.
Yeah.
Prior to this episode, we are making our fun bags.
We are fun bags.
We have fun bags. Okay, yes, but we have fun bags, goodie bags, ready for you, those of you attending Pod Bash. They'll be in your rooms upon check-in.
Yeah.
Filled with some good shit.
Yes,
we stuffed them with Fireball. Well, there will be perhaps a bottle of Fireball in your bag, maybe.
And our good friends at Promescent hooked us up and gave us some good fun like samples and different things that we have included. And yes, we put our own little fwat twist on our goodie bag. So If you're going to be there, you will have a bag waiting for you. We'll try to bring a couple extras for some of our, I don't know, last minute friends just joining us here and there and whatever.
Or the day pass people.
Yeah, we'll see what we can hook everybody up with.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
Excited for that. There will be a link to, if there's any rooms left for Pod Bash, to sign up and book something in the show notes for this episode.
Yeah, they were going pretty quick. I think there was just a few left, but check it out if you're interested. Don't wait.
Yeah. So this episode will be a doozy. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be a fun one.
They always are.
As always, we're going to get the party started with our chick chat. We're going to go over what's new with our sexy and vanilla selves. Then our life and the lifestyle. We're going to focus on games and icebreakers to help get that party started at your lifestyle events or just hanging out with sexy friends or just friends in general that you think are sexy. And then last but not least, our going deep segment will be a sexy vacation story from yours truly.
Ooh.
Been hanging on to this one for a while.
So I know.
I'm super
I can't
excited
wait
to share it.
Yay.
All right, then, without further ado, it is time for the first Fireball shot of the recording.
Of the recording, yes.
I don't know what number of the day it is, but
I think
first
three
of the recording.
Cheers.
So cheers.
Sorry.
That's
good
delicious
stuff.
Well done. All right. So, shot done. Chick chat.
Ooh, here
commence.
We are.
So, Madison, would you like to share with our friends what's new with you and Mr. Barry?
I would just love to. Let me get it going. Barry and I have been doing some shit. So, maybe like a week or two ago from when we're recording this, we actually had a night out with some vacation friends. So, some people we met at Temptation back in May.
Yeah.
They're actually, I think, maybe less than 2 hours away from us. So we're very thankful that we met them at Temptation because we did not know them prior. And we met them because she had already listened to the podcast. Actually, it's the last story that I shared. Cassie and Jerry, I believe is what I called them. So anyway, just referring to them, we met at a fun touristy town in between the both of us. Mm. And there will be a future story that comes from this weekend.
Ooh.
But stay tuned. Probably two more episodes for that.
I know. Sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves on the fun and when we can relay back to you all.
That's why we take notes, or at least I do after session.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'd fucking forget everything. So what we did was we met for dinner, some drinks.
Yes, yes.
There was actually this comedy show going on at a winery in the area that we were at. So
nice combo. Yeah.
So the other male half, he bought us all tickets to go to that super low-key event.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of people there. Bunch of like folding tables propped up in this winery room. It was so cute. But it was actually pretty entertaining. I'm not going to lie. There were, I don't know, four or five different acts. I got called out for a few things, which I wasn't trying to be called out. None of us were. We were trying to like hide in the corner. Yeah. But it was hilarious.
That's who they go for. They're like, the more you hide, the more they like pick on you.
It was fucking hilarious. Oh, that was fun. And then we left there because, you know, wineries aren't always open till like 2 a.m. So.
Well, yeah. If anyone knows of any, let us know. Because, yeah, they're usually like, you know, 4, 5, 6 o'clock.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
We're going to open an all-night winery.
Foie winery.
I like it.
Craziness. Yes. All right.
Put that on the list.
But because that doesn't exist yet, we had to go back into the main town and pretty much we started bar hopping. And I didn't realize basically it turned into like a college town. That was the vibe we got. Oh, so okay. The bar that was hopping that we went to second at this time of the night. Oh my God. I felt like I was back in college. Like it was packed. So many young kids. Oh my God. I'm calling them kids now. When did I get so old?
Oh, lady.
But. Oh, it just, I felt slightly out of place, but like none of us really cared. So it was just fun.
Yeah.
Thank God Barry found us a spot at the very end of the bar. So like we could sit down. God, I needed to sit. No, like we just needed a spot to chill and hang out. Right off the bat, what does Barry do? Orders 4 fireball shots. Well, and then the night gets crazy.
And hilarity ensued.
$700 later at the bar. No, we had probably about 4 fireball shots each amidst seltzers and drinks and whatnot. Yeah. It was just funny. Like the music was fun, but it was so fucking loud. We were like yelling, talking to each other at one point. I think the male half had asked, wait, how again did you guys meet? Like he couldn't remember. And I was like, Barry and I, like I'm yelling our story and like, I always think it's hilarious. Like, do you ever think about if the music just shut the fuck off?
Oh, God.
Like, it got silent.
Yeah.
And people still spoke at that level. Like, how fucking hilarious that would be. Yeah. I don't know. But that's all that I was thinking at that time.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Because you would be, like, in the middle of a sentence, including, like, double penetration.
And, like, you just kept going. You're just shouting at your friend.
My story.
A foot away from you. But the other crazy thing that I don't know, I thought it was funny was they started playing the Eminem song, you know, Mom's Spaghetti song.
Yeah.
And the DJ was trying to find people in the crowd to rap it, like to sing the
your,
song.
Like party trick.
So excited. So
it's Lose Yourself by Eminem in case anyone like didn't follow the Mom's Spaghetti reference.
I do know the name of the song. Yes. So vomiting a sweaty already. Mom's spaghetti. She's nervous. You're nervous. He's nervous. I can't rap it. Cut that out. So anyway, the song starts playing and her and I look at each other and she's like, I fucking know the song too. And I'm like, this is my fucking song. So her and I, like, we go back and forth a few looks and we're like, yep, we're going up. Her and I stomp up there all ready to sing it.
Yeah.
And this young fellow's already up there beating us to it. He did his best. But like, we were like, we're next. And now, like, we didn't get a chance to do it.
Come on.
No. The DJ just, like, finished playing the song.
Oh, what a jerk off.
So then we just stood up there dancing for a little bit. And then.
That's fun, too.
The young fellas were like, well, she has long blonde hair and was wearing a pink mini dress. Ooh. And she's like, you look like Barbie. And this guy's like, I want to take you both to go see Barbie. And I'm like, yeah, let's go see Barbie. And I was like, we need to get the fuck back to the bar. Like, what? Get me out of here and back to fireball, please. So we went back to our men and finished the night. It was a fun night. So, yes, sexiness ensued after, but that will be a future story.
All right.
It's just fun.
Leave us wanting more.
Yeah. It's just nice when, like, vacation friends, like, you've done it. You can link up with them after the fact and you still actually have that connection.
Yeah,
I was a little worried. I was like, sure, we were all blissful and fun in Mexico, but, like, are we going to connect? And it was like nothing skipped a beat. Yeah. So super thankful.
Oh, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Good.
Yeah. So that was our big positive. But unfortunately, about a week ago, Barry and I just wanted to get out, meet people, have some sexy fun.
Yeah.
And we had a couple, well, like two possible couples that we were messaging with on SLS. Had dinner plans with the one, set a time. They said, no, wait, can we do a little bit earlier? We're like, sure. Yeah, we'll accommodate. We'll meet you earlier. And then right before we got out of our pool to get ready, they're like, we've connected with other people where we are. We'll have to meet you another time or something like that.
What?
So like, okay.
Bitch, please.
saw this coming, actually. We did. Ugh. We expect, I don't know, sometimes you just get that vibe.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised, but just kind of like
your gut.
Bummed.
Yeah. But no, that's shitty. What the hell? Yeah. Oh, we found someone better. Right. Fuck you. They are better.
They don't even know us.
You don't even know.
And they were already giving us maybe like 2.5 hour tops, like, and then they had to get back to their event because they were staying at a local nudist resort. So they're like, we have to be back by a certain time for these events and with people. And we're like, okay, fine. Can we just do dinner and drinks? Let's just mingle. Sure.
Yeah.
And then they put the kibosh on that.
Oh, God. Ew.
So that kind of sucked.
Thumbs down. Yeah.
And someone else, they were iffy. And then we just went out on our own that night. What we ended up doing was going to our local swing club for their neon glow night. Yeah. Yeah, that was a bust too, but it was fun to get out for a bit.
Oh, why was it a bust?
Like, it was fun to go, but I think at that point, I don't know, mentally, I, for many different reasons, I was just feeling slightly anxious, like in my head about things. Yeah. So, felt like super great going there. I felt like we both looked good. We weren't super into the theme, but like we had enough white that it kind of glowed in the atmosphere. And like, we sat there, we got our drinks, we sat at a table. Everyone was just sitting at tables. Mm. Not a lot of people we were attracted to. One couple that we were, but I just, by the time I was ready to be like, okay, let's go over and say hello, like, they were talking to another couple. And then we don't like to just co-interrupt.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if they had predetermined, like, that they were going to meet them or whatnot. Sure. So we just stood back. They were awesome. They came over, offered us shots. They're like, come join us at any time. We're like, thank you. Oh my gosh, that's great. But then we were just like, you know what? I think we're just done for the night.
Yeah.
It was just blah. There was no one else we were really going to do anything with. We weren't even really set on playing there because it's very small.
Yeah.
And whatnot. I didn't even have any pizza on the way out. It was just a But it was fun to still dress up and like go somewhere with Barry and like do our own thing. There wasn't as much sexy fun as we had thought that night. No. So
was it like, was it is a small space. Like,
yeah,
I have the luxury of knowing what Madison is talking about. Like, were there a lot of people? Was that like kind of a slow night?
It was a pretty slow night. Yeah.
That's always tough too then.
And
when there's not a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't play the wobble yet while I was there.
Fuck that shit.
They did play, oh, I don't know, maybe it was Cupid Shuffle. The one that's super easy. It's like left, right, kick, now kick.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one? Whatever.
I think so.
They were doing that, and I saw people still messing it up, and I was like, I just can't even get out there and do it for them. I just sat back, and I was like, I just can't right now.
I can't with you. I can't.
Such a bitch. I was just in a mood. But it was fun to get out anyway, and I promise next time we go, I'll have more Fireball ahead of time, and I'll just be loosey-goosey on the dance floor.
I mean, that helps, yeah.
So we've had some ups, we've had some downs. So we're in the average, we're in the middle, we're doing good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about.
What else can you hope for?
Right.
Average. Yeah. So what about you and Gary?
All right, I guess I have, I don't know, I guess, well, no, they're not. I was going to say two positives, but maybe they're not. The first one is a positive and a negative all wrapped in one.
Perfect.
So our fun couple things that I will share. We went to our, you know, our favorite, you always hear us talk about it, Pleasure Garden Club, PGC in Philadelphia. And this particular night, we went with some twisty friends, and it was their first time attending a lifestyle club, period.
Oh, gosh.
As well as their first time at PGC, then, sort of by default. So we were sort of like little swinger Sherpas for the evenings, trying to like give them the lay of the land and like, you know, show that like we gave a little impromptu tour. Not that you couldn't figure it out on your own. Like, it's, you know, it's not like a fucking corn maze. Like, just walk around and you'll see what's there. But we were trying to just explain things and whatever. The kind of the pro and con of all this is it happened to be a Saturday immediately following a First Friday, which the First Fridays at PGC tend to draw a very large crowd because couples, singles, both males and females can attend. They typically, I don't know, maybe cater more to sort of like the kink and BDSM crowd as well. So it's usually a nice large crowd. There's a lot of variety of what people are looking for and what people are into. But then subsequently, that Saturday after a First Friday is typically not always a huge party because everybody was there the night before.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it kind of worked well in this case because this new couple, like, it wasn't so crowded and, like, overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it ultimately worked out okay that they could at least kind of feel it out and, like, see what's what. We had a lovely time. This couple that we went with, she, the female half, really, really connected with another female on the dance floor for a while. So I was happy for her that she made that connection.
Give me details on that. How is she connecting?
They were, like, making out, like...
Why do I feel like this has been me several times?
That's kind of what it reminded me of, yes. But, it, like, they were having fun. Like, they were dancing. They were, like, making out and kind of grinding on each other. And, like, they would, like, kiss a little bit more. And then they were, like, dancing a little. And it was great. And, like, you know, I just was observing and enjoying the show. Like, it was lovely. So, yeah, I just, like, you know, was, like, letting her do her thing. So that was fun. Like, I was glad to see. Like, to me, that said she was comfortable and was having a good time, that she, you know, was, like, willing or wanting to do that or whatever. After the fact, she did say that she was kind of even surprised herself that she was, like, so into this other woman.
Wow. Because
I don't think that's something that she's really pursued very much in her lifestyle journey. So fun all around.
Just going to say, were you guys just really drunk? Is that why it was easy for her?
I mean, that might have been part of it. Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
You know, as it happens. But nice segue because...
Oh, okay.
So, like, we're all there. We're having fun. And then I don't even remember now what the transition was, but it was like, okay, like, it's time to leave.
Oh, okay.
So we leave, and we had... Gary and I had a room, and this other couple had a room at a hotel not too far from PGC. And we get back to the hotel, and frankly, I will take ownership here. Like, I fucking crashed.
On the ride back?
I was just like, well, I held my shit together long enough to get there. Like, I didn't do anything inappropriate in the Uber. But by the time we were back in the rooms, like, I was just, like, done. I was curled up in the fetal position on the bed.
No.
Gary was, like, busting into the snacks. I don't know what happened. And I just remember saying to him, like, I can't. I'm done. I can't do anything
else
tonight.
Did they come back to your room? Were you planning to do stuff?
I think that was sort of, like, I think everybody would have been on board for it to progress in that fashion. Mm-hmm. But the little bits that I remember, and Gary's probably going to roll his eyes at me, I think he, the male of the other half, the other couple, came into the room. I don't think she ever did. I think she was kind of done, too. But Gary made it sound like this was all my fault. But whatevs.
Typical.
I think we were all kind of, like, at the limit. So,
yeah.
So there wasn't so much sexy from this story. Sorry. But I'll make up for it in a second. But, yeah, it was just kind of fun to be able to, like, introduce people to PGC. Because, you know, like, we always talk about it. And the four of us really enjoy going there and generally have a good time. So it was kind of fun just to be able to introduce a couple that had never been there. And, again, like, you don't need anyone to show you the ropes at this club. But it's always – I think maybe for your first time, it is kind of nice just to have somebody that you know there.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to, like, make it a little more comfortable. So, I don't know. Fine. So that was that. And then the other thing I can share. So I had, in some of our social media posts lately, I had been alluding to the fact that Gary and I were going to visit some friends for this, like, beach trip a previous weekend here. So we had met this couple at PGC. There's a running theme here. I've talked about them before. I've referred to them as Phil and Ellie. So just going to roll with those names. I won't change it up on everybody. But we went to see them at the beach for, like, a weekend at their beach house, because that's how we roll. So we had a lovely time seeing them again. We certainly have, like, seen them and hung out since we've met them. But there we are at the beach. And I guess just a couple kind of fun things. I made a post, like, this past week from when we're recording of her and I at the beach. Totally vanilla. Like, we weren't doing anything terribly inappropriate at the beach. We didn't get arrested. So there was that.
Good job.
In our favor. So But just a couple kind of fun, slightly sexy things from that encounter that there is sort of a, I hope, lesson or a tip or food for thought to take away from this besides just talking about sex. So what this boils down to, one thing that I really enjoyed is our second night with them, Ellie actually suggested that we play before dinner. And I really enjoyed that. Because there was like, then I could just eat my dinner and relax and like have to feel like, oh, like now I feel weird or bloated or I'm full or like, oh, don't eat too much because like there might still be play ahead.
Yep.
And that happens and it's fine. But honestly, like it almost like took some of the pressure off to just like, hey, what about this idea? And we're all like, sure, why not? So that was fun. And then sort of in conjunction with that, she also suggested, like, let's all start with our own partners and then, like, kind of just go from there. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, totally fine. And maybe that's totally commonplace for everybody else listening. But in this case, it was kind of a nice change of pace. And, again, just, like, somehow, like, helped take the pressure off. Like, not that there was pressure. Like, we've hung out with them before. We've played with them before. But it just kind of, I don't know, helped sort of ease the transition into, like, the sexy time. So for what it's worth, if that sounds like something that might work for somebody else listening, I recommend. It was very nice. So just to get a little sexy out of all of this before we move on in the episode, just like one maybe sort of highlight that I kind of enjoyed. So I think one of my favorite moments maybe was Gary was on his back laying on the bed and I'm riding him. As I tend to do. However, Ellie was standing on the floor but bent over the bed so that Gary had access to her tits. And she's getting railed from behind by her partner, Phil, who is also standing on the floor. But like, so we were all, it was, yeah, kind of like this human train. We were all connected. But it was, I don't know, it was just kind of like a fun, sort of different, I don't know, position or dynamic maybe than like we normally have in play situations. And we had like moved around a little bit and did some other things. And then just kind of like my funny ending to this story is that so Ellie and I are both on the bed on all fours. I am with Phil. Ellie is with Gary. But she and I are both getting it doggy style, basically. The guys are standing. We're both on all fours on the bed. And just by sheer like fate of the swing gods, Phil and Gary climax at like the same time. It was like synchronized cum. It was fucking hilarious. All that was missing was like a high five or something across the bed. Nobody planned it. It wasn't like a thing. It was just sort of like a funny happenstance, but I don't know. I thought it, I was entertained by it, so I had to share it with all of you as well. So anyway, great time to see them again. And again, just like maybe some random takeaways from that, but also just the idea that if nothing else, the lifestyle tends to provide you with some interesting new experiences and adventures. Like Gary and I had never been to this beach before. We probably wouldn't have gone for any other reason except that they invited us. So just, you know, kind of keeping an open mind. You never know who you're going to meet or where it's going to lead. Whenever you're on vacation and you meet cool, fun people, like you never know. There might be chances to meet up and have fun again. So I don't know, just to put a bow on that. There's that.
Beautifully said.
Kind of.
And that's an amazing story, too. I love that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back for Life and the Lifestyle.
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, All of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside.
All right, friends, we are back for Life in the Lifestyle, and this episode we are going to talk all about games. And not like the petty shitty games, but like activities that you can do with your fun lifestyle friends to kind of break the ice and get the party started, if you will. So we're going to go over a bunch of different things, but let me just first give a shout out to several options that you can explore as you consider some of the things we're going to talk about. There is the game of lifestyle, which we happen to love here at FWAT.
Heck yeah.
We all have copies of their various versions. We've used it for years.
Expansion packs. There's waterproof poolside packs. Yeah.
Use it in the pool, the hot tub, just squirt all over them. I don't know. They'll hold up. Anyway, we've used those for years. That's good times. Months. You've also heard us mention before Horrible Life with a W, whore, like you whore.
Yeah.
Ible Life. They have fun games as well. There is also, it's Deviate, but the 8 is the number 8, like not letters. Anyway, Google some shit. I promise you'll find it. Like, we're not hiding anything. There are options out there. I don't know. Google sexy lifestyle games. You might find others.
And are all of these like card games?
Yes. These ones I have mentioned, yes. Like you buy a deck of cards and they will help you have fun.
Truth or dare, sexiness, whatever you need. Yeah. They got it.
Yes.
Sorry, just clarifying.
Good point. All right. So having said that, because we're going to probably refer to that avenue of gaming as we talk here this evening. So I just wanted to kind of shout out a couple of those different options. But let's then kind of start the conversation by talking about why would you even want to play one of these games, Madison?
Yeah, why?
God,
why? The fuck do we do this? No, because it helps break the ice. Oh my gosh, what better way to like transition to sexy conversations or to kind of take the plunge into a serious sexy play if you don't really know how to break that barrier. I feel like it just, I don't know, it's a good way to quit talking about all that vanilla stuff when you're hanging out with people. If you really want to switch it up and kind of, you don't know how else to get into the sexiness, pop out a card game, play a sexy truth or dare, play one of these lifestyle games or something like that just to kind of get the party going.
Yeah.
I feel like it just gets people moving, thinking differently, mixing things up. It's just, like I said, an easy way to break the ice and to really get to know other people. Maybe you are meeting, say it's a house party or something and you're just getting to know half of the people there. This is the perfect way to do it. There's plenty of avenues as far as swapping with, like, not full-on sexual swapping, but like swapping partners in a game, getting to know somebody a little bit more, like more one-on-one conversations or just sharing a little bit more about yourself so people get to know you.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe sometimes you end up getting naked and sexy right off the bat too, which obviously helps with lifestyle play. Not always. These games don't always have to lead to sexual play.
Sure.
But I don't know. I feel like it helps to open the door and like break through that awkward barrier sometimes if you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
With conversation.
I agree. I think, yeah, like you said, it just at least opens the door. Like, people don't have to barge through the door like the Kool-Aid man if they're not ready for that, but at least provides the opportunity. Because I think a lot of these games kind of give you a little variety, maybe of kind of more of those truth types of questions or cards. And like some of the more maybe like, okay, do something, kind of like a dare, so to speak, kind of card. I feel like as silly as this is going to sound, when you put it into this like quote unquote game format, I feel like a lot of times it almost seems to give people permission to like explore or try something new. Like,
because it's just a game.
Oh, like I just drew this card and like, okay, that sounds fine to try. And maybe not for everybody, and that's totally fine too. And I think we'll probably come back to this, but disclaimer, no one should ever be forced to do something that they don't want to do just because they drew a card to do it. But to me, the other side of that coin is sometimes it mentally kind of gives people the freedom to like to make that choice. Like, yeah, this sounds like something fun I want to try. Or like they might read the card and think, no, not for me. I'm going to pass. And that's fine, too. Like, so nothing should be forced in any of this. I'm just going to like sprinkle that in as we go. But yeah, it can just be kind of a fun way to kind of open that door at least.
Yeah, I feel like with all things lifestyle, this involves consent too. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, right off the bat, you don't have to say like, I give consent to play this card game. No, but you can just simply just say, we're going to play this game. You are not obligated to do any dare you're not comfortable with. You can definitely pass on it. Just in all scenarios, just kind of knowing your audience. And if you are the one hosting, which usually it's you guys at your house parties, like be a good host. You don't harass people or push people into sexual play. You kind of feel it out. If someone kind of gives a weird look or feels uncomfortable, draw another card or just simply pass. Take a drink, do a shot, do something different if you don't want to take that plunge right away.
Yeah,
I feel like most of our games do involve drinks and shots too.
Yeah, and that's a fine line to balance because like that's something I know Gary and I have thrown out before that like, okay, so let's say like you draw one of these cards and you're not comfortable with it. Certainly you can just pass, draw another card, move on, whatever. Like we're not gonna like hassle you about it. But we also have thrown out like, all right, if you pick a card and you don't like it, like you can pass it, you can draw another card, you could take a shot. Like, you know, we'll just like throw out some shit. And so like sometimes, you know, people will go that route like, oh, fine. Like, I don't really like this card. I'm going to take a shot. And that's totally fine. We will support you in that. But as either a party host or a party attendee, you like you got to know your limits because that can turn the whole party upside down. Or especially if it is like just sort of like a foursome, like one couple and one couple kind of getting to know each other and kind of playing a game like as a means to get to know each other. When you like start throwing like shots or drinks into the mix, obviously that can derail things more quickly than people might like. So something to keep in mind, like if you know your group and you know everybody's a big drinker and you want to throw in a shot as an option, cool. Might not be for everybody, though.
Maybe plan a water break or have some snacks while you play.
That's good, too.
So games are fun at, like, any type of party, but we're talking about games that are for lifestyle parties. Yes. Or, like, I guess we should talk about maybe what makes a game, like, a good swinger game or a good swinger party game. Right off the bat, I'm just going to go on with this.
Do it.
I feel like since we're talking about the card games and different truth or dare games, I feel like that is really what makes it a lifestyle game or a swinger game versus a vanilla game. Right off the bat, just the types of questions you're asking or the types of dares. If I can give some examples as far as card game dares for a swinger party, I feel like we've done kissing another player somewhere on their body or like show us your favorite sex position or like with someone other than your partner, like show it out with somebody else. Oh God, our favorite, lose an article of clothing. If you lose a round or if it's a dare, whatever the case may be, like there's just an easy avenue I feel like to turn honestly any game into a swinger game if you just make it like dirty and sexual.
Yeah.
Or get naked.
Yeah Because we have done this. Like, you know, we've mentioned sort of some of these different card games that will provide you with fodder. But we've also just used, like, poker. We've turned that into strip poker. That's easy enough. But we, I think, have talked before about flip cup, beer pong, like, whatever. Just some of, like, your old, like, college games that you can easily turn into, like, naked sexy fun.
Just based off of you're the losing team, now you all need to do this.
Right. You have to lose an article of clothing. You have to. Gary's personal favorite, he loves to make the losing team give a compliment to each member of the winning team.
Yes, he does. Like
he
that.
Does. And everybody, like, groans and hates it, but they do it. So if you well, want something
it's
different,
it's not a bad idea.
It's not bad. So yeah, clearly you can make basically any game into like a drinking or like a stripping game. You know, that I guess is easy enough to figure out. But maybe the beauty of some of the, like the kind of different card games that we mentioned for like might be more kind of like again like those truth questions. It doesn't always have to be like a thing that you have to do. For example, I have the game of lifestyle in my hand. And just to give you an example, one of the cards says, how much foreplay do you like? But honestly, like, if this is like, this is your third date with a couple, and you're thinking that this could be the night that maybe you go the play avenue, and you bust out the game of lifestyle or whatever game, honestly, that's really valuable information that you might not just want to ask over, like, your dinner salad.
Or you might not think to ask.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, like, in a sort of a weird way, I don't know, I feel like the games or the cards or whatever it is, like, they kind of give people permission to just say things that they wouldn't normally just bring up, I don't know, in, like, dinner conversation or something.
Absolutely.
But that's nice to know. Like, if I'm about to play with somebody potentially, or I'm kind of hoping that maybe I'll have the opportunity to play with somebody, and then they answer this card and they're like, I fucking hate foreplay. Like, that's valuable information for me to know to be a good play partner. Or for another example, do you like spontaneous sex? Or do you like it to be somewhat planned? And again, like, in the moment, if you're standing around the kitchen table, like, I don't know how much you can accommodate that in the moment. But again, just like a way to, like, again, questions you might not have thought to even ask, or just like a kind of a fun, I hope sexy way to, like, broach some of these topics and kind of get people talking about what their preferences are, so that if it does move in the direction of play, you at least know maybe what to expect or what you want to do or not do with that play partner. So there's, like, a method to the madness.
Yeah. Things that make you go, Very valuable information. And I, going off of, like, you earlier, you were talking about strip poker.
Yeah.
I don't think, sorry, I might have blacked out, but I don't think you yet mentioned Jenga.
I did not. Okay. You did not. I don't know if you blacked out or not, but I did not mention Jenga yet. That's one of our go-tos.
I might have anyway. But what a freaking easy vanilla game that, holy shit, we totally, like, at our last 4th of July party, unfortunately, it somewhat became not so vanilla because one of the dares, I think, was, like, showing a tit or, like, taking your top off. Like, it was just very easy to make that into a sexual type of game.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking Jenga.
Right.
Like, it's super easy to break the ice, or you're inviting a couple over and you don't know what else to do. Hey, we got some Jenga. Let's just pull some blocks of wood and have a drink or get sexy. Like, why the fuck not? It's just fun and different.
Yeah.
And we've even fucking done Twister at your house. Remember years ago, was it not Fourth of July? No, fucking, I can't
New Year's
say,
Eve.
New Year's Eve, yes.
The infamous Jell-O New Year's Eve.
The Jell-O shot Twister.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Maybe don't recommend, but it was fun in the moment.
So I don't know. I don't know if it was just me or if we came up with it together.
Might have
or
just
I saw it
you.
On fucking Pinterest.
Probably that.
The idea was, like, you make Jell-O shots to coordinate with the Twister board.
Yes.
So, like, you need Jell-O, or I'm sorry. No, yeah, well, yeah, you need Jell-O shots. You need yellow, red, blue, green.
Yes.
Jell-O shots. And you put one shot on each circle of the Twister board.
Yeah.
So the first person essentially to put a hand or a foot in a circle, you have to take the shot that was in that circle.
First.
And, you know, it all sounds well and good until there's only, was it just you and me playing? I don't think Barry and Gary would even play Twister.
I thought I had a picture of them. I might have a picture. They might have tried.
All right.
But definitely we did. Yes.
But you might want more than, like, 2 to 4 people playing, because that's a lot of Jell-O. And, like,
we just, like, quit. We're like, we're done with this fucking Jell-O.
Like, with all due respect, unless you're, like, 90 years old, that's a lot of Jell-O to intake that quickly.
Oh, too much.
Too much.
Well,
too
they were
much.
Like 50% liquor. So, yeah.
I don't know. It was just, yeah, it was a lot. So, like, every other circle might have worked. I don't know. Lesson learned. So, we're passing that on to you, fine folks.
Us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oof. That was rough. But yeah, but again, just an example of, like, oh, here's this, you know, innocuous, innocent like children's game, which now sounds creepy.
Yeah.
You can kind of make anything, any little fun game that you want. You can turn it fucking twisty if you're creepy.
Speaking of random games enough. Too. Sorry. Yeah, I just talked right over you. Sorry.
Fine. Go.
Thoughts are just firing in my brain. Something we saw on vacation too during the room crawl one night was someone had, I don't think it was an actual dildo. I think it was like a huge plastic thing, but you can just use a regular dildo and do a ring toss.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't just want to whip that out in your first meeting with a couple, but perhaps if you're having a house party or you're on vacation and you're doing a room crawl, like I think we're going to talk about different scenarios where there are games involved. That was a perfect fucking example. It was hilarious. It was fun. A girl was holding the dildo like over her pussy area, and we were all throwing rings at her on the bed in the room crawl. It was fucking hilarious. I don't know. It's just a good random thing, and you all laugh, but it's slightly sexual, but you're slightly turned on, but you don't know why. It's just funny.
Right. But again, like, it opens the door.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the key to all of this is nobody is forcing anything on anyone, but you're just kind of providing that opportunity of, if we want this to go sort of a play route, it kind of provides an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And if you're not ready to go a play route, like, it's just like good, funny, haha, sexy, memories. Fun.
Yeah.
So like, not forcing anything on anyone, but just providing the opportunity.
Honestly, if all else fails, there are apps out there and plain old Google works. Like, there's truth or dare apps you can use if you want to break the ice to get the party going. Plenty of options out there. Seriously. Yeah. Just Google.
Yeah.
Do your research.
If you end up at any of like the lifestyle resorts, the Temptation, Desire, Hedonism, etc., they typically have staff on hand that will be initiating various games to get people involved and kind of mixing and mingling. So some of those are easily adaptable to kind of like a house party at home. So that can be another place to look for ideas. And I'll just like a quick plug, if you're at one of these resorts, even if it's your first time there, like, get in a game.
Do
like,
it.
It's a great way to meet people. They're not going to make you do anything like over the top, like, like, no one's going to penetrate you, or I don't know, make sure they're not. But like, not, I've never not seen at the that. Pool. Like, I swear to God. But yeah, like, it's just a good way to get up, like, break out of your shell. I know it's like, but it's so fun.
It's
just
so
do it.
Worth it. Just let go and let be. Like, oh, it's so fucking fun. I recommend that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy fun games there. Sex positions, switching bathing suits. We've done at parties the Human Pictionary. Maybe we'll do that again at Pod Bash this year. Yeah, just
that was good.
So many fun ideas. And we have to shout out a fun one that I don't know if Gary thought of it or Googled it or whatever, but we've played it several times at parties at your house. And I forget if we've taken it on the road or not yet, but maybe. Beach ball. Mm-hmm. Pass it back and forth. But on the beach ball are truths and dares.
Yeah.
And basically, wherever one of your thumbs land, you have to answer either that truth or that dare, or perform the dare, if you so choose, or you can pass.
Right.
But that's been a fun one.
Yeah.
I think we've been through each of those balls we have several times.
We've like retired. We kind of revamped some of the balls this summer. So we like condensed a couple into one and tried to add a couple new things. But yeah, that can be an easy thing. Like, order a beach ball off Amazon, get a Sharpie, write some shit on it, toss it around at your next pool or patio or backyard party. And yeah, wherever your thumb lands, answer the question or do the thing, or respectfully decline. That's fine too.
Yeah, I think last time we were literally just sitting around the picnic table in your backyard, throwing the ball around, playing it that way. Like, you don't have to be in the pool or on the beach.
Right. Yeah, it's not like,
it can be anywhere.
It
could be in the car on a road trip. Not for the driver, but everyone else.
Don't throw it at the driver.
But I feel like maybe there's some pro tips or potentially beneficial tips we can provide people as far as playing these types of games.
Sure.
I think a good way to encourage people to get out of their shell or to maybe really break the ice is to have them partner up with people that they either don't know, or if you're just playing in a foursome, like swap partners for certain events or activities, just to really get you out there and get things going. If it's at like a house party and you don't know a lot of people, honestly, it's just a good way to get to know somebody else mm-hmm. that you might not have gone up to right away. Yeah. Oh, well, we got to talk now because we're partners in this game.
Or like the classic kind of guys versus girls setup. Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent way to get people like mingling a little bit more, especially again, maybe like in a house party scenario where not everybody like knows everybody. Mm-hmm. That can be a good way to kind of like stoke the competitive fires. But it's also tends to be more comfortable. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you put all the girls together and all the guys together, like, I don't know, there's like that kind of friendly rivalry happening, but like a pretty low pressure, low stakes way to go about that. So that can always be a good one too.
And it's extra beneficial when there's a chance of losing an article of clothing because you really want the other team to lose when it's guys versus girls.
Absolutely.
I think it's just important to maybe have some games in mind when you're ready to host or plan a party with and without alcohol. Like that drinking does not need to be the center of any of these, but just having some sort of game in the back of your mind when you're having a good time with people at a party or just with another couple, well, it's getting kind of stale. You don't know what else to talk about. You're not quite ready to just get naked and fuck them. Hey, let's play this fun game we heard about. Why not? Let's just go for it. It never hurts to have these kind of in your back pocket.
Yeah. I don't think you want to be at the point where you're like forcing games on people.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's nice to kind of have it as an option in case there is like, I don't know, if you feel like there's sort of a lull or like, mm-hmm. oh, people seem
bored
or disinterested. Like, it can be good to kind of have something on tap to throw into the mix when needed. But I'll just add, I think the opposite side of that coin is true, too. Don't feel like you need to have like 24 games mm-hmm. planned and just true. Like every 30 minutes, this game. Like, that's not fun either. Like, have some options in mind mm-hmm. that you can easily kind of like toss into the evening. But yeah, like don't stress about it either.
Yeah.
Would be my advice.
And ultimately, I feel like there's a good, I feel like it's a good idea to have a flow. So start low, mild, no clothes are coming off, not sexually touching somebody else. Just start with some easy truths or easy truth or dare.
Yeah.
And then if everyone's pretty good, give time like for people to check in with their partners. That's important too. Take that break, get a drink, get some water, come back. Maybe let's get a little spicier. Hey, let's try the three spice cards. Let's move it up a notch. Maybe you lose an article of clothing, or maybe you got to touch someone else or kiss someone. Feel it out. Definitely start slow. Just don't assume everyone's ready to go balls to the wall.
Yeah. And especially like we had just said, like, oh, mix it up and like have a new partner. Mm-hmm. Like that goes hand in hand with that, I think. Like,
true.
You don't want to like pawn someone off on a brand new human and then be like, oh, we're sucking cock now. Like,
true.
Do not recommend that. Like, yeah, you want to like ease mm-hmm. into this, make it comfortable for everyone and where they're at. I guess on the flip side, if you're cultivating some sort of party and it's a select group and everyone already knows each other, then yes, maybe by all means you can like kick it up a notch. But if that's not the case, I think definitely err on the side of just like some like easy, sexy fun. You never want people to feel uncomfortable like with any of this. So you got to know your audience, you know, kind of read the crowd and just have some different options available would be my advice.
So yeah, before we kind of wrap this up and give our little takeaway message, if you want to hear a little bit more about examples of some party questions, we are going to do a little extra recording for Buy Me a Coffee. So if you subscribe or are a member to our Buy Me a Coffee page, you'll get to hear that. We're going to answer some live on the scene. I think just truth, maybe some dare questions. Well, I don't know. The fellas have something prepared.
Yeah, they picked out a few cards already. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
We have no clue, but we're going to have to answer them on the spot. And we'll be doing that recording separate from this episode. So if you follow us at buymeacoffee.com/FWAPodcast, you can hear that. But anyway, to wrap things up from this little segment, we feel like games are honestly just the best to break the ice, especially if you don't really know how to do it via just plain old conversation. I feel like it's good to have a few on standby. We both recommend starting slow and going with the flow unless you really have a solid group of people that already know each other and know each other's boundaries.
Right.
Then just get fucking into it and get dirty right away. games can be useful if you don't really know how to get that sexy time going. So mm-hmm. we've tried to list a few examples. Honestly, any vanilla game out there can be turned into something lifestyle if you want it to be.
Get dirty, you can figure it out. But yeah, definitely. It makes a nice transition from just like, you know, you've had dinner and drinks, but you want to hopefully play. It just gives kind of like a nice activity, a nice breather kind of to make that transition. So yes. Get creative, be respectful of people's boundaries, and you'll have a blast.
Oh, and P.S. If you'd like to purchase the Game of Lifestyle, we'll have a link to this in the show notes. That's the card game, Truth or Dare. Super fun. All the options.
Highly recommend. All right. So that concludes Life in the Lifestyle. We're going to take a quick break, hear from another sponsor, and we are back with Madison's sexy vacay story, numero dos. Woo!
Hey boys, let's talk about your balls. Are they hairy? If so, I don't want them in my mouth. You've all heard that story about my experience with hairy balls, and no one else should have to experience that. So we've got your solution. Our friends at Manscaped sent Barry and Gary the Performance Package 4.0, and they are both fresher and smoother than ever before.
The Lawnmower 4.0 gave Gary his best shave ever. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are keeping Barry's boys in tip-top shape.
So if you boys want balls that all the ladies want in their mouths, visit manscaped.com. You can support the Friends with a Twist podcast and get free shipping and get 20% off your order if you use the promo code FWAT at manscaped.com.
That's promo code FWAT for free shipping and 20% off your order.
Links in the show notes.
All right, friends, we are back for our final segment, Going Deep, episode 41. Miss Madison is going to take us deeper than you've ever been before.
Oh, stop it.
It's going to get dirty and sexy and fun. I can feel it. I have no idea what this story is, but I just know she's going to deliver.
Why do you have to set it up
you
like that?
You do that,
that
no to pressure. Me too, bitch. That's why.
Okay. So
Barry's taking behind the scene photos.
Oh my god, there's so much pressure. Let me like be sexy when you
She's
take
got
photo.
Her red, white, and blue outfit on. She's all patriotic tonight.
All right, here we go, friends. Okay, so
bring it.
Here we go. So this story is about a couple we met at TTR, which is Temptation Resort in Cancun. What?
Does anybody know why they call it TTR? Where's that other T coming from?
Is it Temptation Resort?
That's what's happening?
That doesn't. I'm pretty sure.
That's weird.
I'm pretty
Temptation.
Sure.
Like, yo. Nobody says it that way.
I do.
Okay.
I went to Temptation.
Fine.
Resort. Yeah, now we're feeling good. Okay. So, anyway.
There you are, a TTR.
This couple, we met them, honestly, because I was chatting with the female half on our foie Instagram prior to the trip. Ooh. So, obviously, she's a listener. Thank you.
Yay.
And he's definitely not, from what I gathered.
What? Blasphemy.
He might listen to this episode, though, I hope. That's fine. I don't really care who listens. No, yeah, it was just kind of funny. He was like, you do a what? What's it about? It was hilarious. Anyway. They are both from a beautiful tropical island type of place. There, I'll keep it vague. So let me describe them individually. She is this gorgeous petite blonde. She's in shape. She has like a sexy booty, amazing boobs, not too big, not too small. Overall, honestly, she's like the perfect amount of sarcasm and like sexiness that I adore.
That's a good combo.
Yeah, like the great looks, great personality, whole package. He very well compliments her. He is super handsome. He's dark haired, clean cut, has facial hair. Which I loved. He's also in shape, you know, like a solid manly man, but also super funny and like playful, which actually surprised me after first glance. He wasn't overly like, hi, I'm so happy to meet you. Like, it took a sec, but once I got to know him, I was like, oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just sometimes you need to get past looks to really understand who people are.
Sure,
so
sure.
Anyway, so on our fourth night there, which unfortunately happened to be their last night there, we went to the glitter night together. That was the theme for the night at the Bash Club party at Temptation. Had an amazing time there. This was actually after the room crawl around the resort earlier in the day. Amazing time at the club. I'm cutting that short to move on to sexier things. We got Bash Burgers, which are the hamburgers at the end of the night, like at the or at the club there. So here we are sitting in the lobby of the hotel, like tearing into these Bash Burgers, like in our glitter outfits, just looking at each other. And then we're like, we all just decided, I think she initiated it. Like, are we all going to go have sexy fun or not? And like, yeah, let me just finish this burger first.
That's how you know it's good people, when you can share a burger, a snack, a pizza, whatever. That's how you know.
Yeah. Honestly, half of me was like, oh my God, is she fucking serious? Like, she seemed a little beyond in the drunk realm than I was, but not like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is she fucking serious? Yeah, yep, nope, she's serious. So I was like, all right, I really wanted to eat. So I finished my burger and we went up to their room. We're both in the tower, but they had a room with a jacuzzi. So we went up to their room. Super fun. We were listening to music for a while. We had some drinks in their room, in the jacuzzi. The jacuzzis are tiny, so like all four of us got in, like with our knees bent.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds a little uncomfortable. Are there clothing items on, or is everyone naked at this point?
We were like half like in underwear. We were not fully naked. We were not in our full-on glitter outfits. Like, we took some of the glitter off, but like the guys still had their tiny little boxers on, and like I had my thong on still, and she did too. So we were like half, we were getting there, but not fully naked.
Fair.
We were filling the jacuzzi up, and then we're like, holy fuck, it's overflowing. So we turn the water down. Then we're like, oh my God, where'd the water go? And we'd fill it back up, and it was just funny. And we honestly had like numerous funny conversations talking about just random stories and lifestyle stuff. And then, of course, way to break the ice, Barry broke a champagne glass on the floor there.
Barry.
So finally, whatever the cause, that happened. And you know what? It worked out, because as the fellas were cleaning that up, her and I just started making out in the jacuzzi.
You know, what else is there to do? Perfect.
Let the peasants clean up the glass and we will make out. I'm just kidding. God. I'm kidding. No, while the men took care of the room, we just started making out. And honestly, she was the one that totally initiated this. So I went with it, obviously. We were doing that for a little bit. And then because it was just her and I in the jacuzzi making out, the men were standing outside of the jacuzzi because they had made sure like it was safe to walk on. And then they're like, well, I guess we'll stand here for a minute and watch these beautiful ladies make out.
Sure.
Well, then I made a comment that, wow, it seems like we're at the perfect height to start doing blowjobs, because her and I were kneeling in the jacuzzi. And as I said, the guys were standing outside and watching. Mm-hmm. So then what do you think happened? So we each actually started sucking on our own partner's cocks at that point. Like, we'd make out and then we'd suck on our guy's cock, and then we'd make out, and then we'd do it again. We'd go back to our guy. And then eventually the guy switched, and then this is when we finally got to kind of swap partners in the whole event. So I was, oh my God, I didn't even say what we're calling them. Okay, sorry. This is Todd and Jackie.
All right.
He's going to love that name. So eventually, I was sucking Todd's cock and Jackie was sucking Barry's cock, still in the jacuzzi. Her and I still just kneeling on this fucking hard-ass floor jacuzzi. And then I don't know what happened, but somehow I became the one sitting at the edge of the jacuzzi. So it was like I was getting out, but no, stopped me. The universe stopped me, and I sat on the edge of the jacuzzi. The guys just felt summoned to hold my legs in the air. And then Jackie goes down, and she just starts going down on me. So I'm sitting at the edge of the jacuzzi with two guys, sexy ass guys, holding my legs in the air.
Okay.
This sexy ass little female between my legs, eating me out.
And she's still in the water.
All right, you know what? It's a little hazy. I forget which way we were facing. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't even matter. Keep going. She's eating you out.
I'm pretty sure she was out on the possible dangerous glass broken floor, but cleaned up floor.
She's walking on fire for you. Got it. Yes.
It doesn't even matter. She didn't even care. I don't know how I got so lucky. Like, honestly, she told me initially that she didn't want any like penetration or focus on her lower areas just because she was having like period spotting and whatnot, but she wanted to do as much as she could with me. So,
aww, what a good partner.
I was like, okay, I mean, that sucks because I would have loved to have tasted her.
Yeah.
Honestly. But yeah, I selfishly savored every fucking moment in the meantime. So I let her go to town on me. And then I felt like maybe everyone just needed a change of scenery and perhaps she didn't need to do this anymore to me, we went into the bedroom because we were out on like the balcony area this whole time.
Okay.
So we went into their bedroom and it was a fucking whirlwind of super hot positions that I have like never even been a part of before. So yes, at this point we walked into the room and everyone's underwear is off. Like we are all just fully naked in the room. One example I recall via my notes is that her and I were on the bed on our sides facing each other, like embracing, like almost in a hug. And the guys, like we'd make out for a little bit and then the guys came to each side of us. And like I kind of reached down a little and I was sucking the one guy's cock and then she kind of lifted her head up a little and was sucking Barry's cock. But we were still like holding and embracing each other on our sides. Like, okay. I don't know. It was just a new thing that I had never been a part of before.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to be like connected to her.
What were you and she doing? Like, was there any physical connection between you two? Like tits, pussy, was she fingering?
Oh, yeah.
Were you fingering?
Like no fingering. It was mainly like hugging, embracing each other, like tits together, making out, and then we'd suck on the cocks, and then it always came back to her and I making out, like literally between everything.
Yeah.
Super fucking amazing kisser. And yeah, in case you didn't know, I love to make out with people. So that happened a fuck ton.
That's a lot.
And then this other fucking amazing new position, which might be my new favorite, or maybe just with them because of the scenario. Like, it was basically a spit roast with the guys on either side of me. Nothing new. However, she was on her back on the bed. So basically, I was like on all fours.
Okay.
I was facing with my mouth towards Todd. Like, his cock was in my mouth. Barry was in my pussy. I was on all fours. She was under me on her back. And Jackie, she's like licking me around my pussy while Barry's fucking me.
Ooh.
Wow. Like, talk about
amazing.
A fun fucking spit roast.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I don't know. That's just my new favorite, I think. She was like a monkey, like an animal in the bed. She was everywhere and like put us in these fun fucking positions that I was like, what the fuck? Wow. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like exciting and surprising and fun.
That sounds amazing.
Like I said, all of this, like her and I would make out in between things. And then I promise we separated. So after these amazing positions, we finally kind of separated off just a little bit. So Todd went down on me and also was like using his fingers. Obviously, that felt fucking amazing. While he was doing that, I'd lean over and make out with her. Honestly, I don't really recall what her and Barry were doing in between because I was just
a lot
lost.
Going on. It's fine.
I was lost in the moment.
Sure.
But we did definitely come back and do several double blowjobs, which I love.
Oh.
So her, which means like her and I were both sharing one cock at a time. We did it to both of them. And she then pretty much couldn't take it anymore. And she said she wanted both of the guys to fuck me. Huh, lucky girl. Yeah, I know. Like, I wasn't going to say no to that. So I was like, yes, let's do it. Selfless girl she is. But so we got condoms. And first, Todd was the one that fucked me. So, wow, he has a nice, thick cock. So it was like amazing instantly.
All right.
Didn't take much. Felt amazing right away.
Well, what position are you in?
Yeah, good question. I was about to say, we are doing it doggy style. It's okay.
All your fave.
Yeah. So it was nice for him to like go in and get deep right off the bat. obviously, like, with all this fucking crazy foreplay, like, I was turned on, wet, ready to go. So
what were Barry and Jackie doing?
Good question. You're in doggy? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I know they were doing things.
That's the best answer ever.
She was definitely sucking his cock for a while. I recall that. Beyond that, don't ask me. Because you know what was happening? I asked Todd to spank my ass. And then he asked if he could pull my hair. So yeah, that's what was fucking happening.
Yeah, look at you.
Because I don't know what anybody else was doing.
Well, how did you have your hair that night?
I had it in like a low bun with like wispy little pieces like ready to be pulled out the side. So yeah.
Clearly. All right.
Easy. Good. Easy hair for easy gal.
All right.
Yeah, well, then eventually she said she couldn't take the hotness anymore, and she said she would allow Barry to fuck her. Initially, she was like, I don't really want any penetration or attention down there because
But
she was like, if I don't,
I
can't fucking take it. Put a condom on it and fuck me. So first, she got on top of Barry on the bed. Mm-hmm. It was so sexy, like seeing her ride Barry while I was getting pounded by her husband. That's always just hot to watch
there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
And then they actually got off of the bed and they started fucking doggy style on the chair next to the bed. Mm. I don't know how she was comfortable. They did it that way. And then I remember looking over and she was like on her back on the chair, but like Barry was pounding her with her legs wrapped around his neck. And she was like scrunched up, but like moaning like she was in fucking heaven. So
you said she was a monkey.
So. Spider monkey climbing her tree, I guess.
So what, like when they were doggy, she was on all fours on a chair?
Like hands on the chair.
And like feet, yeah. Ooh,
feet on the ground. Okay, yeah, just bent over basically.
Right, just trying to, yeah. Just, I'm enjoying all of this.
There was a lot to watch if you were watching. If you could have been watching.
To be a fly on the wall.
So after like all of this play is going down, eventually Todd and I took a little break, as honestly, I just needed a minute from the thick cock in me. Like I just said, well, like, let's just take a break. I just need a sec. Nothing was wrong. I literally just needed a fucking minute to recoup.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, when we wanted to go back for more, you know what fucking happened? Not one person in this room could find a fucking condom. Not one.
Rookies! What the hell?
We had them initially, and then literally, we're ready to go back for round two. Nothing. So, unfortunately, things kind of wrapped up after that.
Oh.
And cute note, they actually, after we got back to our room the next morning, they sent us a photo. They finally found a fucking condom, and they sent a photo of them, like, sad-faced together
just
with it.
Just one condom?
Yeah. I don't know where they all fucking went. But side note to all this, so this was after partying at the club all night. So we initially like went to their room at maybe 3 a.m. We didn't get back to our room at like 4:30 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a late, long night.
Yeah.
Fucking well worth it. It was amazing. It was hot. Spontaneous, because this is, I did not see this coming. And it was with people that thankfully we call friends now. And actually we're planning to see them in a couple months, hopefully. So there's that. I think that kind of makes all the difference. And you can tell you're with the right people because throughout all of this super hot sexiness, there were totally awkward, fucking hilarious moments amidst all of it. Like I told them to play 90s hip hop and I forget what song came on, but I started singing the song like right as I like slid onto his cock, I think, I was sucking his cock. I don't know. And I like paused and like wrapped this little segment and then we all just laughed.
Yeah.
Like it was, I don't know.
That's when you know you're with good people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucking love that. So that's my favorite type of play. I don't know. I think it just shows how really comfortable you are with people. So I can't wait to see what's next with them. It was an amazing, spontaneous time, but I hope for more next time.
Yay!
Yeah, so I just want to thank Todd and Jackie. Thank you for this amazing time, and thank you to them because they're super cool, like, via group chat since then. Like, they're the great amount. They're, like, the great mix of not too overwhelming, but, like, fun and sexy when we talk. So I just appreciate when people can be that way.
Yeah.
So it's rare. So
sounds like a very good match.
Yeah.
Yay! So fun!
Yay!
Whew. Big vacation friends.
I hope they like that story because I know at least one of them is going to listen.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Madison, for that fun and sexy story. And then that's it, friends. That pretty much wraps us up for episode 41 of Friends with a Twist. Thank you so much for joining us. We would love to hear from you. You can connect with us on the Twitter or the Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. You can drop us an old-fashioned email at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We would so appreciate a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps us spread the FWAT love to the rest of the world. If you'd like, you can share us with your friends. You can support the show at buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast. We would love that. We use any donations to keep this shit show running.
Ooh, yeah.
Clearly, we're at the end of the thread.
Stop it.
We're done here.
Okay. All right, end of episode.
Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.